I'm reading a passage of Scripture from the book of Acts, chapter 20, verse 35, in which the Apostle Paul, while addressing a gathering of elders, preachers, pastors, said to them, "I have showed you all things, how that so laboring, you ought to support the weak, and to remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, how he said, 'It is more blessed to give than to receive.'" Now, I feel impressed today to bring a message on the subject of giving, what the Word of God says about giving. Now, there's so much false teaching today. I really am astounded. I'm amazed at what I see going on in the name of God, in the name of the church, in the name of preaching. So many preachers, especially on television, are taking advantage of people. They're misusing people. It's really dishonest. And I am astounded, and I'm ashamed. And I feel impressed of the Spirit of God to bring a message on the subject of giving. Giving. What does the Bible say about giving? Are you really interested to know what God says about giving? Not what I say or somebody else has to say, but what God says about giving. Now, I want you to listen carefully to this message. I'm not just talking off the top of my head. I've given some study to this subject and prayerful consideration to the subject of giving. Now, I want you to listen. First of all, I'll say four things. Four things. Now, listen to these four things. We're exhorted today to give. Give to the church and give to television preachers and give to others because it's our duty. Our duty. Most preachers preach that believers are under a law to give 10% of all that they have to the church. They call it the tithe. Now, where do they get this idea? Where does this come from? Well, these preachers go back to the Old Testament Levitical laws given to Israel. That's where they get it. Tithing is not taught anywhere in the New Testament. Not anywhere. On one occasion, our Lord, speaking of the tithe to these Pharisees, said, "These things you ought to have done." And they ought to because they were under that Old Testament dispensation. They were under that Levitical law. They were under the Sabbath day and the feast days and the Passover and all these other days. And they were supposed to tithe. That was the law given to Israel. But that's not the law given to the church. And these same preachers who go back to the Old Testament to teach 10% belongs to God, they don't encourage all the men to be circumcised. What happened to that? That was under the law. They don't require all the people to keep Saturday, the Sabbath day. That's the Sabbath day. Saturday is the Sabbath day. It's never been any other day, but they don't keep that day. They don't keep the dietary laws of the Old Testament, certain things you're not supposed to eat. They don't keep the Passover. They don't keep the feast days. They don't keep any of these things. And Paul specifically said, if you're going to get under the law, you've got to get under all the law. You that would be under the law, don't you know what the law said? And I'm saying, dear friends, that 10% of what I have does not belong to God. It all belongs to God. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and all they that dwell therein. So God doesn't tax His people. God doesn't put His people under the tithe. They're not under the tithe today. No apostle in the New Testament, nowhere in any of the epistles, taught or exhorted people to tithe. Not a one. And another motive for giving, and don't you be pressured by this. Don't be pressured at all. Giving is not a duty. We give because we love Christ. And secondly, another motive for giving is reward. I hear these preachers say, now, if you give to my church and to my program and to my television program, God will reward you. You plant a seed and it comes up. and you give to me, be sure and give to me now, and you'll get something in return. You'll get a better job, you'll get a bigger home, you'll get a boat and an automobile, and God will prosper you materially. In other words, you give to get something in return. That's contrary to the grace of God. Our Lord Jesus Christ taught us to give, he said, hoping for nothing in return. We give not to get something back from God. That's mercenary. We give because of love. We love Christ. We love his people. We give because we want to give, not to get a return on our money. That's nothing in the world but a financial arrangement. And that's what most of it sounds like. And this is the wrong principle. This is not grace. This is not taught in God's Word, motivating people to give for reward or to get something in return. I don't promise you if you give that God's going to prosper you. What God has in his divine providence and purpose for you, I do not know. I tell you this, we're not always blessed by being blessed. We're blessed many times when we have to go through trials and heartaches and difficulties in order that we might learn something about our Redeemer and his will. Another motive for giving used today is fear. Fear. If you don't pay your tithe, God will make all sorts of bad things happen to you. One preacher said, if you don't pay your tithe, God will take it out the door in a coffin. Isn't that horrible? That doesn't sound like the Master at all, does it? I heard one preacher out in Texas say this. Now, if you'll tithe, a lot of bad things that would have happened won't happen. And a lot of good things that wouldn't have happened will happen. And if you don't tithe, a lot of good things that would have happened won't happen. You know, that's poor reason to give. That's contrary to God's Word. It's contrary to the principle of grace. Fear. Fear. Get people to fear, and they'll support you. That's bad news. And another motive they use is this: praise and recognition. We're exhorted to join different clubs, you know. We're supposed to send $1,000 and $100 or so much and join this club and that club. Get your name on a plaque. Get your name on the billboard. Get your name in the bulletin. Get your name on the wall. Receive a certificate and wear a badge that you gave more than somebody else. Our Lord condemns this kind of giving. What shocks me is how preachers can get into this thing when they know Jesus Christ, our Lord, specifically condemned this kind of giving. He said, don't give to be seen of men. He said, when you pray, pray in secret. When you fast, fast in secret. And when you give, do not sound a trumpet. Do not let your left hand know what your right hand does. Don't even tell it to your dearest friend. Give out of your heart as unto the Lord in secret. He says people who give out of reward, out of a motive to get a reward, when they get the reward, that's all they get. People who give out of fear, people who give to be seen of men, when they're seen of men and praised of men, that's all they get. They've accomplished their purpose. Now, I'm not being unkind. I'm trying to be honest. Somebody's got to say this. It may fall my lot to say it, but I'm going to say it. And I'm trying to speak kindly and positively and tell people the truth. That this present-day emphasis in telethons and television programs and giving away books and gimmicks and badges and badgering people and pressuring people and getting pledges and crying and saying, we're going off the air if you don't do something. It's ungodly. It's unscriptural. And it's unchristian. And it's not of God. It's commercialization of the kingdom of God. It's prostituting the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I wish I could think of a stronger word. And this present-day emphasis on giving as a duty to receive a reward of out of fear to be recognized of men is so contrary to the Word of God, it's embarrassing. And it's a denial of the very principles of grace. Let me tell you something. Grace is a heart principle. Grace is a principle of love, not law, not duty. And my prayer is that God will give me a believing heart. I want a believing heart, don't you? I want a loving heart. I want a praying heart. I want a generous heart. I want to do what I do not for to be seen of men and for the praise of men and for the glory of this flesh, but I want to do it for the glory of my God. The glory of God. Do you really want to know what God's Word says about giving? Do you really want to know? Are you interested? If you are, I can tell you. And this message is going to be on a cassette tape, and it's for distribution. It's for you to hear. It's for you to share. It's for you to give. I'll back up what I'm preaching by the Word of God. In the New Testament, two whole chapters are given to the subject of giving. 2 Corinthians 8 and 2 Corinthians 9. And several words in these two chapters are very prominent in regard to this matter of giving as unto the Lord. Now, I'll give them to you. If you want to, jot them down. I'll give you the scriptural reference. Now, here's the first one. The first word having to do with giving is the word grace. Grace. 2 Corinthians 8:7. Listen to Paul. As you abound, he's writing to the church, and he said, as you abound, overflow in everything, in faith, in preaching, in knowledge, in diligence, in love, see that you abound in the grace of giving. What is giving called? A grace. It's a grace. He says you're a church noted for your faith in God. You're a church noted for your strong preaching of the Word of God. You're a church noted for your knowledge of doctrine and truth. And you show great love to the apostles. Well, see that you abound. See that you overflow. See that you excel in this grace, the grace of giving. So the very first thing we learn about giving is it's not a duty. It's a grace. Generosity is a mark of the grace of God in the soul. Generosity is a mark or evidence of the grace of God in a person's heart. In other words, a saved man, because of the grace of God and the grace of God in his soul, a saved person, man or woman, is a generous person. That's right. He's a generous person. And it flows from the grace of God that's within him. Giving is a grace. It's not a rule, a law, a duty, a forced issue. It's a grace. Flows from his soul like love flows from his soul. Now the second word is found in the next verse, 2 Corinthians 8:8. The second word is love. And Paul plainly says, listen, he's telling the church to abound in the grace of giving. And he said, I speak not by commandment. I'm not telling you how much to give. I'm not telling you when to give. I'm not telling you what percent to give. I'm not speaking by commandment, but to prove the sincerity of your love. I'm not commanding you to give or ordering you an amount to give. I'm simply saying this. Giving is motivated by love or it's worthless. And giving is a revelation of love. I do it to prove the sincerity of your love. Love for Christ and love for his people. And you know what he does next in the next verse? He then uses the example of our Savior's love for us. He said, for you all know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor. He gave himself because he loved us. And this thing of giving, the very first word Paul uses in reference to give is it's a grace. It's a grace. And it's born of love. It's motivated by love. The same love, the same kind of love that motivated our Lord to come down here into this world and obey the law and die on the cross and bear our sins is that same love out of which we give to share with others and help others. Actually, now listen to this. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 13, if I give my goods to feed the poor, and have not love, it profiteth me nothing. Nothing. Now you think about that. When we go to trying to motivate people to give because it's a duty or a responsibility or to get a reward or out of fear, remember, if they give for those reasons, it profits them nothing. It's worthless. It's got to be motivated by love. Paul said, the love of Christ constraineth me. That's why you give gifts to your wives and to your children and to your husbands and to your mothers and fathers and gifts to your children. Why? You have to? No, you love them. Does somebody tell you how much to spend on the gift? It's your wife's birthday. Somebody said, well, you got to spend 10% of your pay this week. I don't have to do that. I can spend it all if I want to. It's my wife, it's my money. That's what Peter told Ananias. He said, you didn't have to do this. It was yours. Who told you to sell it? Love, love, love is the motive for giving. Thirdly, the third word is in verse 12. The word is willing, willing, willing. For there first must be a willing mind. You hear what Paul's saying? A willing mind. It is accepted according to what a man has, not according to what he has not. God loves a cheerful giver. There's nothing here about duty. It's willingness. Nothing here about pressure, not being pressured and pressured, pressured. This is what irritates me. If you have a need and you feel it necessary to make it known and drop it. Don't pressure a man. Keep pressuring. Keep crying. Keep coercing him. Drop it. If God lays it on his heart, makes him willing, he'll help. But leave him alone. You're applying the pressure. The Holy Spirit's not. Nothing said here about debt. It's willingness. Willingness. That which is given willingly. Cheerfully and from the heart, God loves. God loveth a cheerful, hilarious, happy giver who gives because he's willing. I'll tell you something else that's as wrong can be. And that's these pledges that churches put out and get people to sign. I'll give so much next year. I'll give so much for the next 12 months. Did you hear read that verse I read a moment ago? Did you hear it? There first must be a willing mind. It is accepted according to what a man hath right now, not what he has not. Not according to what he has not. I'm not supposed to pledge what I don't have. I don't have any idea what I'll have next month or next year. Don't have the faintest idea. Only God knows. And the amount is unimportant anyway. A man is not required to give what he does not have. He's not required to give what he's expected to have. He's not required to give except what he has right now. And that's not required. That's motivated by love because he wants to, led by the Spirit of the living God. I'm telling you the truth. This is what God's Word said. There abound in this grace. I don't command you to give. I want to prove the sincerity of your love. And there first must be a willing heart, a willing mind, a cheerful heart. This is what I want to do. Now watch this fourth word. The word purpose. 2 Corinthians 9:7. Now listen to this carefully, real carefully. Every man, as he purposeth in his heart, not as he's ordered, not as he's required, not as the preacher says, every man as he purposes in his own heart, so let him give. So let him give. That's you and you and you as you purpose in your heart. So let him give. Not grudgingly. Not grudgingly. Not of necessity. No siree. For God loves a cheerful giver. This word alone will do away with the duty of the tithe. This one word, purpose. What does it say? Every man as he purposeth in his own heart. That does away with the tithe because if I'm ordered to give 10% of everything I have, I got no reason to purpose. I've got no reason to even think about it. I've got no reason to even consider the subject. I just fill out my required amount, my tax, church tax, that's what it is, and send it in. griping all the time, complaining all the time. That's sinful giving, and God won't honor it. And I tell you this, the preacher that promotes that kind of giving is misleading his flock. As a man purposes in his heart, are we afraid to leave people alone to their own hearts as God the Holy Ghost leads them? Now, I'm going to tell you something. For over 37 years, I've pastored a church, the same church. And for over 35 of those years, I've been on the radio and television. At one time, on the radio every morning in Ashland. And on this television station for 14 years, I have never preached tithing, required a tithe, or asked anybody for one dime, not one nickel, ever under any circumstances have I ever put anybody under any pressure to give one dime by a pledge card or a promise or a tithe or anything else. And yet God has always abundantly and in a wonderful manner met our every need. Now how? I'll tell you how. The grace of God in the hearts of His people. The grace of God in the hearts of His people. You see, we're stewards of the Lord, of the grace of God. If we're His sons, we're His people, we're His stewards. We're stewards of the grace of God, and we're stewards of what God has given us. And we look upon His churches and His people and His preachers and those in need, and we know the need. We learn the need. And then we go alone by ourselves. We go apart from the crowd, and we think about this need. And as God directs us, and as God leads us, and as God impresses us, and as God enables us, and as God allows us, we give because we want to. God leads me to give. Some of you help support this program, but I've never asked you. But God leads you. You feel impressed to. You say, well, I want to share in this or share in that or share in the other. And you do it because you want to, and you do it because you're willing to, and you do it because you love what you hear or you love the someone you're helping financially. You love that person. And God lays it on your heart to do it, and you purpose in your heart, and you do it as unto the Lord, and God gives you a blessing. Is that not true? I tell you, that's scriptural giving. That's grace giving, that's love giving, that's New Testament giving. And I tell you, the fifth word is the word proportion. In 1 Corinthians 16, verse 2, listen 1 and 2. Now, Paul said concerning the collection. Now concerning the collection for the saints. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store as God has prospered him. You know what that means? There are two words to be considered here. Now, let everyone as God prospers him, in proportion as God has prospered him. The word everyone. Every believer is a giver. Some are not to be burdened while others are eased. Every believer is a giver. Everyone wants to share, and everyone wants to have a part. Rich or poor, old or young, every believer is generous and wants to share what he has with others. He wants to. He delights to. It's a blessing to give. It's a blessing to share. It's a blessing to take that which God gives to us and share it with someone else. The other word is as God prospers you, as God has blessed you. You know, everything we have is given to us of God. Paul said this. He said, who maketh thee to differ? What do you have you didn't receive? Now, if you received it, why do you boast as if you didn't receive it? Another scripture says a man can receive nothing except it be given him from above. So out of thanksgiving to God, out of love to God and love for others, a believer recognizing that God has blessed him and God has prospered him and God has enabled him to have these things, he wants to share. Here, take half of mine. You know, when you go out on the children go out on the playground to have a bar of candy, say, you want half? Or you have an apple. You want half my apple? Well, see, you don't have one. I do, and I'll share it with you. And I delight to do that. But don't come up to me and say, now, it's a law that I get half what you got. It's a rule. It's a requirement. You've robbed me of my blessing. You've given me a rebellious heart. And you've taken by theft what doesn't belong to you. That's exactly right. In proportion. Those who have more are able to give more. Those who have less, give less. But all give and share with others as God enables them. And I tell you this, 2 Corinthians 9:8 says this, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you will have all sufficiency in all things and be able to do good works. In other words, a man or a woman who wants to give will never lack for something to give, because God's going to make sure that you have all sufficiency and all that. That's what he says there. God is able to make all grace abound toward you. You abound in the grace of giving, and God will make all grace abound toward you. And you will have all sufficiency in all things, and you'll be able to do good works as unto the Lord. My God will supply all your need according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus. Trust him. But don't get under rules, and don't obligate God, and don't say, I'll do this if God will do that. Don't you do that. The Lord God doesn't operate that way. It's free grace, free grace. And give as unto the Lord, as unto the Lord. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Now, this is what I've tried to say throughout this message. This is it right here. The love of Christ constraineth me. This is my motive. Ought to be for all that I do, whether it's preaching, witnessing, giving, or whatever. I do it not out of duty or obligation, nor of necessity, but because I love Christ. Does that help? I hope it does. Write for this tape. If you want it, send $2 and we'll mail it to you, the tape on giving, and there'll be another message on the other side. Until next week, may God bless you, everyone.